Well, I told you I grew up in West Virginia. They asked me why I moved to North Carolina. I told them as far as I get on a tank of gas. Now, I tell you, I've really met some special people down there, and just been a blessing, but I never forgot where I come from, and I never forgot my family heritage. Mom and Dad drug me to church Sunday morning, Sunday and Wednesday night. I guess you could say I had a drug problem. That's why, because they drug me to church all the time. But that didn't save me. Singing at church didn't save me. Singing in the choir didn't save me. The only way I got saved was kneeling on my knees and asking Jesus to forgive me. We're all born sinners. No bit sin is too big, none's too little for Jesus. All we got to do is ask him to forgive us. And the Bible said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. This next song, I don't know, I was looking on YouTube one day and I just typed in gospel music, and this evangelist from out in, I believe it's Indiana, is that where he's, ain't paying no attention. I believe he's from Indiana, and he was singing this song, and I got to looking at it, and it was a beautiful song, but I want to tell you the story of what it means to me. I go to West Virginia, and I deer hunt with my wife's dad every year, and my wife's dad, he had a pretty bad drinking problem up till a couple years ago. He got saved, and last year, we went on our hunting trip, and it was the best hunting trip I've ever been on. He actually brought his pastor with him, and he brought a recovering drug addict with him that they were helping to wean him off drugs and everything. And we'd go deer hunting during the day, and then we'd go to church revivals at night, and we just had a great time. But we were sitting around the campers one night, and the guy that was a recovering drug addict, he told me this story about a guy that I knew I hadn't seen in several years. But he lived up in West Virginia, and he drove a coal truck. And I don't know if anybody knows anything about coal mining or coal trucks, but coal trucks go up and down Route 3 in West Virginia, and they make all kind of racket. They're real loud. But he had a little boy, and the little boy was probably 3 or 4 years old, and the little boy sadly was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And they sent him to different places. They sent him to Cleveland, all these different clinics, and they just wasn't anything they could do for him. And they sent him home, and that little boy would be so sick, and the dad, he still had to work. He would go out and he'd drive that coal truck up and down the road all day. And then when he'd come home in the evenings, that little boy would hear that truck coming down that road. And it would beat, the tailgate on that thing would just beat, bam, 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 when he'd come down the driveway. And that little boy, it didn't matter how sick he was, he would jump up out of his bed and he'd run over to the door and wait for his daddy to come home. And sadly, it got to the point where the little boy just got sicker and sicker. And they called the dad on the radio one day and they said, "Paul, we need you to get here as quick as you can. Little Billy's really sick and we don't think he's going to make it before you get here." And he turned the truck around and he came home. And the family thought the little boy had done being gone home to go be with the Lord. And the dad ran home. And when that little boy, when he started driving that truck down that long driveway and that tailgate started slapping, that little boy's eyes popped open. And that daddy ran in the house, and he picked that little boy up out of the bed, and he held him in his hands, let him know everything's going to be all right, and angels from glory come down and escorted him home to be with Jesus. You say, why am I telling you that? That little boy was waiting on something. He was waiting on his father. And I don't know what kind of troubles you're going through here today. I don't know what your life looks like. But I just want to tell you, wait. Our Father is coming. And when he comes to get us, there's not going to be no gravesides on the hillside of glory. There's not going to be no more strokes. There's not going to be no more heart attacks. Cancer is never going to be heard of again. And we're going to have a new body, and we're going to live forever and ever and ever. We're going to sing his song, and I hope you get a blessing out of it as much as it's blessed me. It's called Welcome Home.